Good afternoon, a beautiful early April day in progress across interior New York and New England with plenty of sunshine. Cool high pressure is in control with a northwest breeze, keeping it from getting to the levels we saw yesterday when highs were close to 60 in many locations, although we will be into the lower 50s by mid to late afternoon. A few scattered clouds may move in from the south and west, otherwise we'll enjoy dry weather right on through the rest of the day and into the evening. A warm front heading our way from the south will push more clouds into the region overnight tonight. There is the chance of a passing shower, but they will be widely scattered and temperatures will drop back into the 30s. A storm system currently in the southern plains will track toward the Midwest and through the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. This will bring more clouds our way tomorrow, but dry weather for the first part of the day before rain moves in by late afternoon and into the evening. With the thicker cloud cover, temperatures will only reach into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs. Overnight Friday night into the first few hours Saturday morning will be our best chance for a steady rain throughout the region. On Saturday afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a few passing leftover showers, otherwise breezy and cool with highs in the upper 40s. Back to sunshine with high pressure building in for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, and this will allow temperatures to reach back up into the middle 50s. Another storm system emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico and heading our way through the Ohio Valley will bring clouds our way on Monday. We'll start off the day with sunshine, but by the end of the day, there's a chance of a few showers heading in, and temperatures will reach the middle and upper 50s. More rain Monday night into Tuesday morning, then partly sunny Tuesday afternoon with highs around 50 and staying in the upper 40s with a cool northwest breeze and a return to some sunshine on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms for Arkansas, central and southern Missouri, southern Illinois, western Kentucky and Tennessee, northwest Mississippi, and far northern Louisiana, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Midwest to the western Gulf Coast. The highest confidence in the development of surface-based thunderstorms in the late afternoon exists in the vicinity of a dry line and cold front intersection across the Ozark Plateau. Here, pronounced surface heating near this intersection should be coincident with a pool of cool air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This instability and strong effective shear should favor supercells capable of producing very large hail and a few significant tornadoes. To the north, in the colder side of this storm system, a winter storm warning is in effect for parts of the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis. A powerful storm system with substantial moisture is going to track from the southern plains today to Missouri by tonight and into Michigan by tomorrow night. A large batch of precipitation, beginning as a mix of rain and snow, will turn to all snow this afternoon and continue through tomorrow. Snow will be heavy at times this afternoon through tomorrow, with 1 to 2 inch snowfall rates per hour. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are expected, with the heaviest amounts from southwest Minnesota across the Twin Cities to northern Wisconsin. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Hallock, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 60, Boston mostly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today 53 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 79 set in 1981, and the record low 16 in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening 7:24 p.m., 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a passing shower possible in the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing during the afternoon and evening in the upper 40s. Rain Friday night. Scattered showers Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny Sunday in the mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with late-day showers, middle to upper 50s. Showers on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny near 50, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.